Psalms chapter 89 verse 1. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever, with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Verse 2. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever, thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. Verse 3. I have made a covenant with my chosen, I have sworn unto David my servant. Verse 4. Thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations. Selah. Verse 5. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. Verse 6. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? Verse 7. God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. Verse 8. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee? Or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Verse 9. Thou rulest the raging of the sea, when the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Verse 10. Thou hast broken Rab in pieces, as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thine enemies with thy strong arm. Verse 11. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine, as for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. Verse 12. The north and the south thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name. Verse 13. Thou hast a mighty arm, strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. Verse 14. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne, mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Verse 15. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound, they shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Verse 16. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. Verse 17. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. Verse 18. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Verse 19. Then thou spakest in vision to thy Holy One, and saidst, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. Verse 20. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. Verse 21. With whom my hand shall be established, mine arm also shall strengthen him. Verse 22. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. Verse 23. And I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him. Verse 24. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. Verse 25. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. Verse 26. He shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Verse 27. Also I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. Verse 28. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. Verse 29. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. Verse 30. If his children forsake my law, and walk not in my judgments. Verse 31. If they break my statutes, and keep not my commandments. Verse 32. Then will I visit their transgression with the rod, and their iniquity with stripes. Verse 33. Nevertheless my lovingkindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. Verse 34. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Verse 35. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. Verse 36. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. Verse 37. It shall be established forever as the moon, and as a faithful witness in heaven. Selah. Verse 38. But thou hast cast off and abhorred, thou hast been wroth with thine anointed. Verse 39. Thou hast made void the covenant of thy servant, thou hast profaned his crown by casting it to the ground. Verse 40. Thou hast broken down all his hedges. Thou hast brought his strongholds to ruin. Verse 41. All that pass by the way spoil him, he is a reproach to his neighbors. Verse 42. Thou hast set up the right hand of his adversaries. Thou hast made all his enemies to rejoice. Verse 43. Thou hast also turned the edge of his sword, and hast not made him to stand in the battle. Verse 44. Thou hast made his glory to cease, and cast his throne down to the ground. Verse 45. The days of his youth hast thou shortened, thou hast covered him with shame. Selah. Verse 46. How long, Lord? Wilt thou hide thyself forever? Shall thy wrath burn like fire? Verse 47. Remember how short my time is, wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Verse 48. What man is he that liveth, and shall not see death? Shall he deliver his soul from the hand of the grave? Selah. Verse 49. Lord, where are thy former loving kindnesses, which thou swearest unto David in thy truth? Verse 50. Remember, Lord, the reproach of thy servants. How I do bear in my bosom the reproach of all the mighty people. Verse 51. Wherewith thine enemies have reproached, O Lord. Wherewith they have reproached the footsteps of thine anointed. Verse 52. Blessed be the Lord forevermore. Amen, and amen.